Welcome to Hey You Geeks, I'm Tony Nunes.
And I'm Rick Ribello.
And this week we are talking about San Diego Comic-Con, which we did not go to.
Sadly.
Maybe sadly. I don't know, I've read some reports this year of people that have long gone to Comic-Con, and they were a little taken aback this year, just by the crowds and everything. Yeah. We can talk about that a little later, but we're on the East Coast, so we do New York Comic-Con. But we like to talk about San Diego Comic-Con because out of everything throughout the year, you seem to get the most news and the most cool announcements during San Diego Comic-Con. And this year we did get some announcements. I thought it was a little weaker than previous years, though.
Right. Well, I mean, now we see this pattern. We're finding out about movies so long in advance that, I mean, it's going to be hard to have any really big surprises now at Comic-Con. Because of that.
That's true. Although, the big news this year was Star Wars being there.
Right.
You know, that's huge. But mm-hmm. then again, out of the Star Wars panel, there wasn't much news. It was kind of more of a celebration of Star Wars and how great it is. But we'll talk about that after. We'll talk about... I guess we should just go through each of the four classifications of announcements. Talk about some of the comics first. And then maybe the TV and the movies. You know, the fourth is games and toys, and I didn't catch a lot of game and toy news this year. Did you?
No, I did not, actually, no.
I mean, E3 just happened a few weeks ago, so...
Right.
I mean, obviously all the big announcements came out of that, so there wasn't much to talk about as far as video games this year at San Diego Comic-Con.
No, and even video games now have run into a situation where... You know, they're kind of stuck with basically putting out a sequel to a popular series every year.
Yeah.
And they really haven't added many series over the last few years. It's just been, you know, Modern Warfare, Borderlands, and a couple of other things that just every year turns over.
Yeah. So. And I mean, they have a new Halo coming out. I think they had a big to-do at Comic-Con for that. But, you know, I've gotten so much news out of that already that I feel like... I don't need more. But, you know, there was some toy news, I guess. There's a few, like Hasbro, they had a pretty cool exhibit that I saw pictures of, because, again, we weren't there. But they had a bunch of the new toys from The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
They didn't have a ton. It was mostly Stormtroopers, because I don't think they want to...
Which is giving away nothing.
Giving away nothing at all. We've seen... The Stormtroopers, but
they should just slap a thing on the box that just says generic.
Exactly, but it's still. It's still. They look pretty awesome. That you know, I think they were like the Black Series that they have, right. Which are pretty quality figures. But I was hoping we'd see a little more, some kind of teaser of things to come because I'm dying to see the new Star Wars toys.
No, I agree. Everybody is,
and I'm sure we're going to spend a lot of money and stay there for our kids, but
right. No, I've spent lots of money on Star Wars toys now for going on 40 years, so there's no point in stopping now.
Exactly. And with our new podcast, which if you listen to the show, you know about by now, we're doing a monthly Star Wars podcast starting in a couple of weeks. We're going to devote an entire episode to the toys of Star Wars, and hopefully I'm going to try to get some exclusive stuff with Hasbro if we can, because Hasbro is right down the block from where Rick and I live.
Absolutely.
So, we'll check that out. But outside of that, I didn't see much toy news, did you?
No, not a whole lot. I mean, once again, it's kind of everything goes along with these films. And even so, I have to say, having a four-year-old son, and you have two daughters that are kind of around his age, the quality of the stuff that I see in the stores has gone down considerably as far as the mainstream type stuff. Like, they make specialty stuff that's really nice, but... The average everyday action figure seems to be smaller and cheaper than I've seen before.
They are, and they're a lot. You know, you're going to spend $8 for an action figure, and it's half the size of the figures, you know, like the real Ghostbusters figures I had in the 80s and, you know, Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. It's half the size.
And they seem flimsy. They seem really flimsy. Like the modern Star Wars figures, the heads just come off way too easy.
So. Yeah, yep. No, I agree. There's, you know, one thing, I don't know that there was much news of it at Comic-Con, but that Lego Dimensions game I think they just keep unveiling new characters for it. I think, I don't know what was unveiled at Comic-Con. I didn't follow that, but they did have a presence there. That I'm excited about. You know, there's some good stuff, video game stuff for kids. That's up quality right now.
It is, absolutely.
That's where the money's at, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
September is when that comes out, Lego Dimensions. And September is also when Disney Infinity 3.0 comes out.
Right.
Start saving now.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the Christmas gift to have this year, is that Disney Infinity 3.0.
Absolutely.
I find it unfair, though, the opening set is Anakin and Ahsoka, because I'm like, really?
Yeah, but I think the other sets come out pretty quickly after that.
Right, but it's like you're almost forced to buy that.
Yeah, you are.
It's like, oh man, you couldn't have done like Luke and Vader for the first set, you know, something to that effect.
I like Ahsoka though, so you know.
Yeah, I mean she's all right, but I don't know.
I don't know. It is what it is though. It's all about money. They're gonna make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Inside Out toys coming out for that.
Yep, saw that. Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. Well, let's talk about the comics. This is another place which, surprisingly, I didn't see much news come out of the comics world at San Diego Comic-Con. Maybe you saw more than I did, but there was nothing that really caught my eye or attention as compared to previous years.
No, I mean, once again, we seem to be on every form of media now sort of stuck on a track. And we kind of can see everything coming down the track, and we're just kind of waiting for things to happen. We're sort of reacting. There's nothing in the ether about something. You don't hear somebody say the unexpected hit or the unexpected this or that. You know, there's nothing right now that seems unexpected anywhere.
There's not. And you know, Marvel wasn't even there.
Right.
You know, in the extent that they normally would be. But Marvel, you know, I get the press releases from Marvel, and it seems like every week I'm getting an announcement of you're rebooting everything. They have a new Blade series coming out. They have the new Captain Marvel, which is surprising to me because, you know, the current Captain Marvel series is fantastic. So disappointed to see that go away. But, you know, they have so much coming out.
You know, I spoke on this before, and it's really frustrating because it just feels like, you know, you go to the comic store and they're getting a little frustrated because I keep chopping stuff off my list. But it's like, it's just so many things over and over and over again. And even they keep sneaking stuff in. You know, Spider-Man is basically weekly.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be, you know, changing that around as well and changing this and that. And it's just...
Well, you know, luckily this is going to be another... You know, it seems like they're doing these jumping on points a lot lately, but this is going to be a kind of an overhaul jump on point. So this is an actual jumping on point that's coming up this fall.
Right.
But then again, it's only a matter of months until it spirals out of control again, where, you know, 5 years later, they're going to have to do another relaunch.
It's just money grabs, you know, it's just a lot of money grabs.
No, it is. At the end of the day, it's a business.
I still say I wish I could go back to the day when you had a character and he had one book, maybe two.
Yeah.
You know, one timeline to deal with, and that was all you had to worry
about. That's the thing to me. It's the timelines. That's what really kind of takes me out of it. You know, the Secret Wars thing going on right now is great. It's a lot of fun. But
even in the DC world, it's like, you know, now Jim Gordon is Batman, and he's a giant robotic bunny.
Yeah.
I mean?
It's unbelievable. It's I don't know. It's become too much. You know, I used to read tons of comics, and now I'm very selective because there's some great stuff out there, but I feel like you really have to find it now. You know, you really have to sift through, and there's so much out there that I feel like I'm missing some of the good stuff.
Right. It's almost impossible to know.
It is impossible to know. And that's why a lot of times I stick with like Image Comics and those independents. Because as much as I love superhero comics, it's like staring into a vortex sometimes, and you just back away, you know, too much to dive in.
You know, to me, the most invaluable person in the comic world is still the guy at the comic shop that you go in and say, "Hey man, what's good?" You know, because that guy behind the counter is reading everything.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and 9 times out of 10, that guy knows about this obscure book. You know, the guy at my comic book store is amazing. And if I go in there, I'm like, hey, Jeff, what's good? And he's be like, oh, you got to try this out. You know, you got to check this out. And he's always, you know, he's never been wrong. And he's 100% on the mark. And that's really the person you have to go to. And that's why, you know, I have some digital comics, but I still advocate. You know, you got to go to comic stores. You got to give them a couple of bucks to keep them running. And you got to talk to the comic librarian behind the counter, because that guy, whatever store it is, that guy knows more about comics than anybody. And they will steer you down the right path, you know.
Sometimes. But you know what? Sometimes. I'll tell you, my local comic book store is so focused on gaming now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that you know if you have a question about Warhammer or D&D or right. Magic, you know, they'll answer it in a second. But if you have a question about a comic, they'll just tell you where it is on the shelf.
You gotta find a place and a guy that really is a comic person.
Yeah,
you know, that those people are valuable.
Well, it's like I used to work at Blockbuster when I was in high school and early days of college, and you know, I used to recommend tons of like great movies to people, and people, you know, valued that. And if they liked my recommendation, they'd come back for more. But we're definitely losing that more and more. I mean, comic book stores are very close to becoming what Blockbuster Video became, which is non-existent. So it's sad. And that's why it's sad that, you know, talking about Comic-Con today, there's, you know, we don't have a lot. You know, the only two, or the only one thing that I can really remember being announced that was talked about a lot in the media was Joss Whedon, his new female Victorian Batman comic called Twist. You know, there's a lot of talk about that, but that's because it's Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
You know, God help the independent creator who has something even more awesome coming out, because you know, it's hard to cut through the noise of all the movies and TV news.
Mm-hmm. But I will say about one thing about comics, that it is a place where you could still, especially in the indie realm, have something come out of nowhere that's really great that nobody's kind of expecting. You know, it's still a good avenue for that.
It's true. Have you read any of Brian K. Vaughan's I just lost the name of it.
Not Saga, but...
No, it's his other one. It's a digital comic. Mm-hmm. Private Eye, it's called.
No, I haven't.
It's fantastic. And that, I mean, Brian K. Vaughan is the master. I mean, I would say he's my favorite comic writer out there. Mm-hmm. But it's came out of nowhere. It's a digital comic. You have to seek it out to find it. But it's fantastic. And another thing... Representative John Lewis, who's a politician, but he also marched in Selma. He has two books out called March. There's book one and book two. He showed up at Comic-Con dressed up in the outfit that he wore when he marched on Selma. So you have stuff like that coming out too, that,
right,
you know, that really has a place right now.
Absolutely.
But you gotta seek it out. You gotta seek it out.
Yep. Yes, you do.
Well, let's talk about TV.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had any other comic stuff.
Nope.
No.
No.
Because there really wasn't. I mean, the big comic news really came out of movies, which we'll talk about. But TV, there was a lot of TV stuff. There was some cool stuff I didn't even know about that the Jim Henson Company is doing. And I don't know if you saw any of this, because it didn't get a ton of media attention, but they're doing like a Lifetime movie.
Really?
I think it's Jim Henson's daughter that's doing it. It's called Turkey Hollow. It's kind of a family movie, but it's based off of some of Jim Henson's early drawings of those monsters and creatures he made, and they made them into Muppets. But, I mean, there's no trailer or anything like that out. There's just some still shots, but it looks cool. It looks fun and different.
Yeah, and that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and it's practical, you know. I gotta love that practical effects stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then they also have a show, and I don't remember the name of it. I apologize, but it's they have a private private detective show. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an adult-based Muppet show. Not with the Muppets, but with puppets, Henson puppets. Mm-hmm. So I heard some talk about that, too. So it was nice to see
that is fascinating,
the Jim Henson Company out there with new stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've had Absolutely. Them on the show, yeah. So, you know, anything they're putting out, I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah. We're always behind Henson, big fans.
Yeah. And then you know there's a new Muppet show coming on ABC.
Yeah, I'm really psyched about that.
And it looks great. It looks like the tone of it and everything. It's kind of like a Modern Family fake documentary style, but it's kind of aware of that style. So, you know, it has a bit of a parody element in it, but it's geared more towards adults. You know, it's family friendly for sure, but it has a lot of adult humor. So it actually seems like a Muppet show that might succeed. It seems like it's perfectly crafted for this generation.
Yeah, I hope so. To me, it's always been strange that the Muppet Show doesn't do better than I would imagine, especially the last couple of movies and things that they've done and shows.
Well,
you know, I just keep thinking that I don't know why it's not connecting with this generation as much as it connected with ours.
I think, you know, it is strange, but I think they have, in order for them to connect with this generation, they have to do it through our generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sounds strange, but I think, you know, we're so nostalgia hungry.
Right.
That the first Muppet movie, the recent one, of the recent two, the first Muppets movie of this generation that came out a few years ago was fantastic.
Yes, it was really good.
Really, really good. It was funny. But it played to nostalgia, but at the same time, my kids loved it. You know, it had great music and everything. The second one didn't do it as well. But this show really does look like it's interesting.
I hope so, because I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, you know, I think it comes out in the fall. It's on ABC. It's a primetime show on ABC. It's not buried on cable, too, which a lot of these Muppet remakes have been buried on cable or thrown on, like, the Disney Channel or places like that. I think they're doing it right. You have to start with, you know, our generation and let us introduce our kids, and that's how it's going to work again.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's got to be, the kids have to have access to it. That's the big thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And they have to be able to see it. Because, I mean, I don't know if they'll ever capture the fun of the old show, but I'm sure as hell want to see them try.
Yeah, and you know what? They tried to do that old show again. I feel like it's probably been more than a decade since they tried that, but they tried the variety show aspect again, but we're just kind of beyond that now. Variety shows don't really work anymore. So
right.
I think they finally realized that, and here we go. September 22nd, the new Muppets premieres on ABC.
Nice.
So that's coming up pretty quick.
Yes, it is.
And it's, you know, it's all the Muppets. It's Kermit and Fozzie and you know, it's all the beloved Muppets that we all grew up with. So that's exciting. That's exciting
that
stuff.
That is very exciting.
So that Jim Henson stuff, that Jim Henson news really, I don't know, it kind of got me excited because I didn't expect to see any Jim Henson news really outside of the Muppet Show. And then the name of that other show I was talking about, it's called Henson's Happy Time Murders, it's kind of an adult-geared, it's a movie, not a show, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some news of them kind of restarting that project, so it's good, all good stuff.
Absolutely.
So
I was just looking at... they posted a picture of some change to the Flash's costume for the fall. And I'm looking at the costume trying to figure out what the hell the change is. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Yeah, it looks like they've added white to his chest logo. It's about it.
Well,
he's starting to look more like the Flash.
Those shows are so popular now. You know, Arrow and Supergirl's coming out.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You know, DC kind of owned this Comic-Con. In my opinion, I didn't follow a lot of the TV stuff for DC though. Did you?
No, not really.
Because it's not really news to me.
You know, for several, I watched a lot of Arrow. I tried watching some Flash. I don't know why. I just didn't get into it as much as some people, and I feel like I'm missing out on something, but I'm just not sure or sold that I'm missing out on something. I don't know.
I like the Flash. I like Arrow. I never got really into Arrow. I feel like I was too far behind, and I just didn't want to go back and catch up. Mm-hmm. Supergirl, I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed Supergirl.
Yeah. So that comes out in September, too. And then there's don't they have another show coming out? Like a team-up show?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. It was something that was slightly obscure to me. I hadn't, as a comic fan, I didn't go that deep into DC, I guess.
Yeah, I remember hearing something, but you know what's funny? The funny thing about DC is that they really have a very thin roster. It's like once you get past the main guys, it's like it's that's a tough roster to find good characters to work with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, where Marvel is the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, even like, you know, when we're going to talk a little bit later about the Suicide Squad. And I'm like, other than the Joker, a lot of people must be looking at that screen going, I have no idea who the hell these people are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty obscure cast. Yeah. But then, again, Guardians of the Galaxy, nobody knew any of those characters.
Right, right, right.
So
I don't think it's going to be as good as that, though.
No, it's a totally different tone. Totally different tone. What TV show really grabbed your attention at Comic-Con? I think I know what you're going to say.
Which TV show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my big thing, obviously, is Daredevil Season 2 with The Punisher.
Okay.
That's my big thing. Game of Thrones, obviously, another big one.
Did you see the Ash vs. Evil Dead trailer?
Oh, yeah. I was very pleased with that. I didn't think I was going to like it, but after I saw it, I was like, this is going to be fun.
Oh, it's a perfect tone.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
That comes out in the fall, too. That's on what channel is that on? Stars?
Stars, yeah. Really, that's a very strange locale.
I don't get Stars, but
yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah, you know, I was hoping we'd see some kind of glimpse of Twin Peaks, too. You know, just to see what it's going to be like, what the tone is going to be and everything. But there was nothing for Twin Peaks. I don't know how deep they are into production right now, but.
Well, I don't think David Lynch is really a Comic-Con guy either.
That's true. That's true. But that's on Stars too, isn't it?
I thought it was Showtime.
Oh, no, you're right. It is Showtime.
Yeah, I thought it was Showtime. Yeah. But even so, you know, if Showtime had something worth showing, they'd probably show it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of, you know, HBO's kind of whipping up on them on shows lately.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, once Dexter went away, they kind of lost an edge.
Yeah, big part of the team there.
You know, I think Homeland is my favorite show on TV right now,
mm-hmm.
And that's on Showtime, but it doesn't really capture that geek crowd like Dexter did.
Exactly. No, Dexter, Dexter's one of the better shows of the last decade.
Absolutely.
You know, it's definitely on the top 10 list, even though it ended kind of, yeah.
It was, yeah, after the John Lithgow season. It went way downhill.
Yeah, that John Lithgow season was just absolutely the pinnacle.
That was one of the best seasons of television, period, anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great. That was just crazy.
It was. Did you catch the Fear the Walking Dead, the first trailer for that show?
Yeah, I mean,
You weren't hot on that one?
It's all right. I mean, as for those of you who don't know, I've run horror film festivals now for a decade, and I've seen more zombie stuff than I care to say. So it's always difficult for me to get too excited about anything to do with zombies, even though I love zombies and I grew up a huge zombie fan. There was a point in my life where I was watching 200 independent zombie movies a year, and that'll burn anybody out.
Yeah. Well, you watch Walking Dead though.
Yeah, because it's well done, and I'm sure I'll definitely watch Fear the Walking Dead, but I mean, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. It looks good. I mean, Stuntman's, you know, has the right people in it. So
yeah, it's
I like Kim Dickens. I was a huge fan of what was the Western show she was in? Deadwood. I was a big fan of Kim Dickens in Deadwood, so I know she can bring it.
She's the girl from Treme too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a good different angle. I was actually more excited seeing the trailer for Fear of the Walking Dead than the trailer for the new season of The Walking Dead, because I felt like that trailer for the new season of Walking Dead kind of, I guess the premiere this year is a 90-minute premiere, and it seemed like they just pulled all the clips from that premiere, that 90-minute premiere. You know, you didn't get much into the story beyond what was happening in that little community of theirs. So yeah. That didn't excite me too much. You know, that Walking Dead, I like Walking Dead a lot. I watch it religiously, but that show runs hot and cold for me.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Well, I mean, my only problem with The Walking Dead is I think it needs, you have to have some sort of levity somewhere, a little bit, to balance out all the morose sadness and life-crushing horror. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, there's plenty of really great episode, you know, but I just, every now and then I'm like, they need to do a little something just to balance it out, you know? But we'll see. Yeah. You know, they got a huge season coming up. You know, there's a lot of things coming down the pike with The Walking Dead. You know, now that they're, you know, they're in that town and they're going to have to deal with all the situations of holding on to that place.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's going to give them another really good angle, chance to do something they haven't done yet. So we'll see how that goes.
Did you see the preview for this other new AMC show, Into the Badlands?
No, I don't think so.
It's based on Journey to the West. It looks different. I don't know. It's kind of like a ninja western.
Huh.
In like a kind of an alternate world, you know, like a fake kind of world. I don't even know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. Look it up though. Anybody, because it didn't get a ton of news, but Into the Badlands. Search for it after the show on YouTube. Watch the trailer. I thought it actually looked pretty interesting and different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a risk, and AMC is good at taking risks.
Yeah.
But it had a bit of a steampunk feel to it too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It looked weird. In the good way. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new show on MTV. It's based on a Terry Brooks series. Did you see that?
No, I have not seen it.
It's called The Secret of Shannara or something.
Shannara, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? As a matter of fact, now you mentioned it, I did see about it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and at first glance, when I saw that trailer, I was like, wow, that looks pretty good. I can't believe that's on MTV. But after watching it another couple of times, it does look a bit like it's probably going to play out like a CW type show with a lot of teenage angst. It looks like they shot it at some beautiful locations and it has some decent effects. And it's a weird route for MTV to take.
I was going to say, yeah, MTV not known for fantasy programming.
MTV not known for fictional programming, really.
All right, not known for anything other than, you know, teen mothers and
Jersey Shores.
Adolescent people screaming at each other for stupid things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's a... MTV has a website called... It's called MTV Geek or something like that. Right. And I think they get a lot of traffic. So I think they're maybe trying to cater to that because they have a new Scream show out, too.
Well, they're definitely slow to the party.
They're super slow to the party.
I mean, Teen Wolf was a popular show, I believe, and still is.
Is that on MTV?
I think Teen Wolf's on MTV.
Yeah, I think you're right. Never watched it.
No, neither have I. Yeah, it was just... It looked way too... what do you call it? That awful vampire series.
True Blood?
No. That's a good series.
Well, okay series.
Twilight.
Twilight. Yes.
Yeah, Teen Wolf is on MTV.
You know, if Teen Wolf was actually a remake... a television remake of the film Teen Wolf,
right?
I probably would have checked it out.
Yeah, I originally thought that's what it was going to be, and I was so disappointed. I was like, oh, they're taking it seriously? I'm like, oh, that sucks.
I know, like, maybe they could have brought Jerry O'Connell back.
Nobody wanted to surf the top of the...
right? The van. Truck.
They could have brought back Michael J. Fox as the dad.
They could have, you know, missed the opportunity. They always got to go dark.
Yeah. Everything's dark. Everything has to be dark.
Everything has to be dark. Let's see. That's it. That's all I had for TV. Those are the shows that kind of screamed out to me. You know, this Comic-Con, though, was so... It seemed all about the movies. And mostly all about the DC movies.
Right. Yeah, I mean, DC definitely...
They got the news gauntlet on this one. For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, they definitely are loaded with both barrels.
Yeah. You know, Star Wars got a lot of press and stuff, too, to be fair. They had that great reel come out. Did you watch that reel? That behind-the-scenes reel? That was.
Yes, I did.
That was beautiful. That was an amazing fan service to put that video out, because it was beautifully shot. It focused on the right stuff, on models and practical effects, practical sets. That was a stunning piece of work that they put out.
I mean, I got to say, J.J. Abrams has really done a good job of telling people this is not going to be the prequels.
Yes, yes.
This is not going to be, you know what I mean? He's like begging it. Obviously, he was as affected by the prequels as the rest of us. And we're not getting that vibe at all.
No, not at all.
The great thing about it is just it looks like we're getting a lot of nice, real action.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they showed some actual camera shots, you know, movement and stuff like that. It just looks like a well-constructed film.
There was no pictures of people sitting on couches or walking down hallways.
No.
Which if you go back and watch the prequels, watch them closely, 90% of the movie are people sitting on couches or walking in hallways. I kid you not. Go back and look at them and you'd be like, holy shit, he's right.
And it's all green screen. If you look at any behind-the-scenes photos from those prequels, they are...
And the entire time George Lucas is sitting behind a screen drinking coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. It's insane.
Whereas this, you see J.J. Abrams in the desert running around like a maniac.
Yeah, and the way they filmed it with... You know, the opening is just the clapboard showing different actual sets they built and everything. It's just awesome. And they show Simon Pegg. He played a part, just like a random costumed character.
Sweating himself to death.
Yeah, just to be in the movie. I mean, who wouldn't do that, though?
Well, even the panel, it's like when you were watching the panel, you know, there's just so many people just crying and seeing how much they love everything. Even Harrison Ford was crying, for Christ's sake.
I know, he was into it.
You know, and then everybody was pumped.
And then they took all of Hall H and walked them a couple blocks to
a concert
with John Williams and fireworks. Yeah. I mean, damn, that's how you do Comic-Con.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. They did it up.
I know Star Wars will probably not come to New York Comic-Con, but can you imagine if they did?
Oh, well, I mean, don't count it out. I mean, we might see something.
Yeah, we might.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close to that release, so we'll have to check it out.
It's true.
Yeah, the problem would be getting in that room.
Well, you know, I was talking earlier about how this comic, I saw a lot of people complaining about this Comic-Con. You know, they couldn't get into panels they wanted, or the lines were more outrageous than usual. Well, apparently, San Diego Convention Center is pretty small. The Javits Center in New York has like a much, much higher capacity. So, you know, New York Comic Con actually draws in more people physically to the location. It just doesn't get as much international media attention.
No.
But, you know, that could shift as people get frustrated with San Diego. You never know. New York could take the reins.
We'll see. I mean, they gotta start dropping some bombs. You know what I mean? They gotta start, releasing major news at that convention. That's the key.
They do. And the reason San Diego does so well too on the movie side is it's right there, right by Hollywood.
Right.
So, you know, they can bring in the talent very easily.
Yeah. So that's literally a 3 to 4 hour drive.
Exactly. So
it's a half hour flight.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing. Let's talk about the two big DC trailers, because that's the big news. And, you know, we've been harping on Batman versus Superman for a long time, talking mostly, I think, only negatively about it, really.
Right.
So this was a kind of the first full-length trailer, really. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked about this together outside of the podcast, so I'm dying to know what you thought of it.
Well, I feel a little bit better about it. Like, I get a better understanding of the story. The only problem I have is the idea that Batman is so stupid that he would blame Superman for Zod fighting to kill the Earth, which seems to be the storyline, that Batman's somehow pissed at Superman for all this happening.
Yeah.
Which I'm not... That part, we'll have to see how that goes. I'm a little trepidatious about that. That, and I thought that... the guy's playing Lex Luthor.
What is it?
Is it Zuck? It's not Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. No, Zuckerberg. He played Mark Zuckerberg.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
It's a bird. Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor looks horrible.
He looks too young. Horrible. He shouldn't be playing Lex
Luthor. Not only is he young, he's like some sort of hipster douchebag guy.
Yeah, he is. And when, you know what I mean? When he says the red capes are coming,
yeah,
I just want to kind of punch him.
It's like he just looks feeble and simple. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's like, yeah, you know, I mean, you have Gene Hackman, you have Kevin Spacey, and then you know, I guess they didn't really want a guy with gravitas playing Lex Luthor.
I guess, but is he the main villain in this movie?
It doesn't matter if he's the main villain or not. He's Lex Luthor.
I know. It's true. It's true.
Lex Luthor wasn't the main villain in Superman 2, and it was still Gene Hackman. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I am not a fan of Jesse Eisenberg. I think he comes off as kind of like a whiny,
which is not Lex Luthor.
He comes off as pompous. He kind of is pompous. He likened his Comic-Con experience to genocide, and then got a lot of flack for that last week. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure he cashed the check, though.
I'm sure he did. I agree. He looked like crap in that trailer, but I didn't like the trailer. It didn't make me feel better. It actually made me feel a little worse because to me, it's looking like, is this the point where Bruce Wayne becomes Batman, or is he already Batman?
No, he's already Batman because you could even see the scene where he sees the dead Jason Todd Robin costume behind glass.
Oh, I missed that.
So not only is he Batman, he's been Batman for a very long time.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's...
That's good.
This may actually be after he quit, and that Superman makes him come back, from what I think.
Yeah, it might be. You know, they did do that read last year at San Diego Comic-Con from Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was reading it as, you know, he wasn't Batman yet, and this is the experience that made him Batman.
Mm-hmm. No. No, because even in the trailer, you see his parents get shot again.
Oh, I know. I remember.
For those of you who don't know how he became Batman, for those, two people that don't know how Batman became Batman?
It's funny.
We have to show that scene again, you know.
Did you watch any of Conan O'Brien's Comic-Con episodes?
I just saw the one with the Fury Road with him.
He's amazing. I love Conan O'Brien. He's one of my favorite people. But he did an origin story, and it showed him being responsible for Bruce Wayne's parents being killed.
Oh, nice!
It was just a funny take because it made me think of you constantly complaining about how many times do we need to see the backstory.
Well, that's like, you know, if the new Spider-Man movie, if we're gonna see
Uncle Ben dying
again, it's like really,
my God,
we're burning up hours time with this.
Yeah.
You know, we only have so much time in the movie, we're really spending it with this again?
Well, they showed it in the trailer for this one, so that makes me wonder.
Well, yeah. It's like, fuck.
How much time are we going to spend in the past?
I don't know. And obviously, you know, he's looking at Jason Todd's costume, so they're going to have to explain that. You can't just have him up looking at Robin's old costume and going, I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah. There was no Aquaman making an appearance in this.
Right.
Wonder Woman did. Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Gail Gadot.
Yep.
for like 2 seconds though. Right. You know, I don't think she's going to play a major part in this. She probably shows up closer to the end.
Well, you see her fighting, you know, you see her, she's in the battle somewhere.
Yeah. So. Yep.
We'll see how that goes.
I don't know. I'm still not sold on this movie though.
Well, the thing about Marvel versus DC right now is when a Marvel movie comes out, you kind of know where they're going with it, you know, because they're using canon and stuff like that that we're all familiar with. And here's the thing is Marvel knows that when you do that, people get excited.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Whereas DC's like, oh, you like the books? Yeah. Okay. We're not going to do anything about that.
No, we're going to take the storylines you love, and then right. we're going to take just, one little part of it and ruin it for you.
So the
original story is no longer good in your mind because it makes you think of this.
Right. Yeah. We're going to pretty much just take a whole big dump on everything you've enjoyed. You know, all these great stories that have already been written, all that material we could work. It's like, you know, it's like doing Hamlet, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, maybe he's not from Denmark. Maybe he's from Queens. Yeah. You know, maybe. You know, maybe we're not. It's just like, really, can we just leave it the way it is? Nah.
Exactly. I don't know. And the other thing that confuses me about this, you know, this is the second movie to come out in this universe. Then, you know, this now that DC is committed, we're making, you know, a multiverse in our movies. Mm-hmm. This is the second movie. Man of Steel was the first. I can't remember. I haven't watched Man of Steel. It's been a while. At the end, when he kind of becomes Clark Kent, do they make any reference of Batman or anything like that?
I don't remember there being any.
I don't think they do. So I don't know. I feel like throwing in Batman, like at this point in his career, into this new DC universe is just going to kind of throw everything off the rails a little bit in my mind. I
agree.
I just don't know where all of this is taking place, and I guess
that's the thing is that you know they've and apparently Gotham is not like far away. It's like the city across the bay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just it's like
Boston and New York.
Oh, closer than that even.
Yeah,
it's more like New York and New Jersey.
Well, here's the other thing: the Suicide Squad, which that trailer premiered as well. You know, where does that movie play time-wise compared to Dawn of Justice? You know, I'm wondering. Because they show Batman in it.
Right.
But is it really Batman?
That's the thing is, I was talking to somebody about that today, and I was like, so is Ben Affleck in the movie?
Yeah.
Because nobody said anything about Ben Affleck being in the movie.
Well, first they show...
And I've seen footage of Batman on top of the Joker-mobile.
Yeah, first they show a guy in, like, a fake Batman suit. But then they show what really does look like the actual Batman costume on top of the Joker-mobile, like you said. And it just confused me. I was like, is this taking place before Dawn of Justice? Or,
I don't know.
You know, you'd think that they would be talking about this stuff a little bit because it would get people more excited. You know, mm-hmm. go out and do interviews and talk about the cohesion of these movies. That's what's going to get people wanting to see them.
And here's another mind-bender for you. If he is looking at Jason Todd's costume, so then is the Joker in this universe the Joker that killed Jason Todd?
Yeah.
So then there's a whole... You know what I mean?
Yes. I get that they're creating a whole new storyline and stuff, but you got to stay true to some of it. I mean, they're obviously staying true to some of it if they're showing Bruce Wayne's parents being killed in an alleyway again.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, we'll find out soon enough, but it does surprise me a little bit that they're not talking about this stuff ahead of time because it would make people like me who are skeptical. It would get me on board a little more, you know.
They just don't care.
They don't. DC
just does not care.
It's they incredible. Don't. I'll tell you what though, the Suicide Squad trailer, I thought was actually really really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised because I didn't think I cared about that movie at all. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps that it was a wonderfully produced trailer. Mm-hmm. It had that great Bee Gees cover.
Right.
You know, it was haunting and it was just a really good trailer. Will the movie be that good? It remains to be seen. But the trailer, it actually got me excited for Suicide Squad.
Right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm excited. I was curious. I find it fascinating. I'd like, yeah, obviously I want to watch more, you know, so.
You know what got me? Will Smith. I don't know. I haven't seen Will Smith in that kind of role in a while. It seems like his career really fizzled out. And, you know, I remember when he was it. He was the it guy. You know, he made more than any other actor, you know. And that just fizzled out. So to see him kind of coming back in a role like this, it kind of got me excited to hear him talking in the trailer and everything. Which that surprised me a little bit, because at first I was like, Will Smith.
Well, he needs this to be a hit.
He does.
He really does. He needs this to be a hit.
I think it will be a hit, though.
Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. What'd you think of the first scene of Jared Leto as the Joker at the end?
I don't know. I don't want to just say I hate things or like things. I just don't know where they're going with anything. So I'm like so trepidatious about the whole thing.
Yeah, like the storyline, is he part of the Suicide Squad, or are they going after him? That's my question. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the latter. But I hate the grill. Why does he got to wear a grill? I don't want Joker to wear a grill.
He wanted to do something different. Well, you know?
God, why a grill? I don't know. That's the one criticism I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But he seems like a psychopathic Joker.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He seems like just the totally unhinged type Joker. Somebody had a good meme where, they had pictures of all the Jokers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you know, the clown, the gangster, the anarchist, and then obviously the psychopath.
Yeah. And then it said the Joker, which was Mark Hamill, animated Batman Joker.
True.
It is true. I mean, that is the quintessential Joker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how do you depict that in film accurately? You know, I can see it. It's a challenge.
Not without hiring Mark Hamill.
No. Nope. What other movie news caught your eye? They didn't show a trailer for World of Warcraft. That really surprised me.
Yeah. I don't see how anybody can get too excited about World of Warcraft. It's just, after Dungeons and Dragons and all the other disasters of that type, I don't see how you can get anyone get too excited about that. I just, to me, for me personally, it doesn't move the needle. I know, I don't think that many people make a correlation between, oh, I love playing this game, I want to see a movie version of it, because a game is better than a movie. So to me, a game is going from a game to a movie is like a step back. Does that make sense?
It does. I know what you mean. I mean, the game is a fully immersive environment.
Right. So to take that and go to a movie, it just seems like you're going in reverse.
It does.
You know, whereas you look at something like Batman, the Arkham series, right? Especially the first two, because they've gone in the toilet since then.
Yeah.
But the first two Arkham games are the greatest Batman experience there is. You just can't beat being in those first two games.
Especially the second one, Arkham City. I mean,
Arkham City, yeah.
All the villains are in there. The full world, you're part of the world. The entire world. That's the thing. I mean, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean about Warcraft. You know,
and you have, like I said, you got Mark Hamill as the Joker. You got, oh my God, I forgot his name. My brain just cramped as Batman. You know, everybody's who they should be, so it's perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The design of Batman and all the villains are perfect, so it doesn't get better than that. So like I said, something like World of Warcraft, I just feel like it's taking a step back.
No, it is. It definitely is. Until I see a trailer, I'm curious to see what it's going to look like. You know, because that world is so, to create that, you can't practically create that world. You really can't. So I'm just dying to see what it looks like. And I keep hearing that ILM did some amazing effects for it. Yeah. So I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But what's the story going to
be? It's like, I'm looking at next spring, right? And I guess Batman Superman comes out March 25th, which is pretty wild.
It is weird.
Then you got Civil War on the 6th of May, and then X-Men Apocalypse on the 22nd, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, which no one's even talking about, on June 3rd.
And that has Rocksteady and Bebop, so I'm surprised that people aren't talking about that.
Yeah. Uncharted on the 10th, and then Warcraft comes out June 10th.
Wait, they did an Uncharted movie?
Yeah.
Like the PlayStation game?
Yeah.
Huh. So it's like an Indiana Jones movie.
Right. Once again, who wants to see that?
I know. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Warcraft.
Well, originally Warcraft was supposed to come out this winter, I thought.
Right. No, June 10th.
Wow.
Yeah. So my thing with Warcraft's like, who's going to give a crap?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's all going to depend on what it looks like. But that's, again, you know, outside of what you were saying, it's such... I mean, that's like hardcore fantasy stuff. So to reach an audience with that hardcore fantasy stuff is very difficult. Lord of the Rings was able to. But Lord of the Rings has a lot of human love stories and stuff like that intertwined. And I don't know that Warcraft is necessarily going to have that. So it's going to be tough to reach an audience. And when did, you know, Warcraft came out, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Right.
So, you know, you're, I don't know. Yeah. Are they going to do an EverQuest movie next?
I mean, you remember the big turnout for the Doom movie, right? The big...
with The Rock?
With The Rock, you know.
Video game movies just don't... They don't
move the needle.
They don't. You know, next week we have Pixels coming out, which, I mean, it looks interesting enough. I won't go to the theaters to see it. There has not been and probably will not be a successful game adaptation because it's just, like you said, it's the fully immersive world, so you are taking that step back. Right. It's inevitable they'll make a Grand Theft Auto game at some point.
Yeah.
Surprising. Or a movie, I should say. Yeah, but who cares?
I mean, they already made one for, oh goodness, a game I like to play,
The racing game?
The jungle game. Oh, Christ in heaven.
Jungle game?
Not Uncharted, but...
Tomb Raider?
Not Tomb Raider. Forget it. My brain just locked up. But anyway, talking about not moving the needle, Fantastic Four is coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that... You know, they had that big Fox panel where they showed Daredevil footage. You know, Daredevil's got some hype behind it. Mm-hmm. Fantastic Four just doesn't seem to have any legs at all.
Yeah.
And Apocalypse for the new X-Men movie looks atrocious.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. They've remarked on Apocalypse and, you know...
It looks like a Doctor Who villain.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
And Bryan Singer is directing that.
Yeah. Oh, Far Cry is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. I remember Far Cry. Yeah.
But, I mean, the Fox is, you know, I was talking to somebody today and I said, you know, Fox is so thankful that at the beginning of that movie that it still has the Marvel Flash.
Yeah, it is.
And that people might actually go, oh, this is going to be good. They're going to be like, what the hell happened?
Exactly. I'm surprised Marvel isn't like, just put the credit, like write Marvel.
Yeah. Like Fantastic Four, there should be a little disclaimer on the top that says nothing like. And then it says Fantastic Four.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing has no pants. That's been skeeving a lot of people out online.
I mean, it's just a hot mess. It's stupid.
You know what? I won't go see it. I didn't see Ant-Man this week. I know that you did. I'm going next week. I had to take the kids to Minions this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll go see Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was great, people, by the way. Go see it.
And Mission Impossible comes out in a couple of weeks. I'll go see that.
July 31st, yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty of good stuff coming out.
And then you have The Man from U.N.C.L.E., another movie that's like, why, who... Did anybody ask for The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No one knows what The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is. I mean, its target demographic has no idea that it's even... They probably think it's an original movie.
It looks like something that would have came out in the 90s.
It's like when they made Green Hornet.
Yeah, like for some bizarre reason, somebody thinks people give a crap about watching remakes of 60s shows.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I have no idea. The guy I feel bad for is Armie Hammer because he's going to be in another huge, terribly non-money-making movie.
Well, you know what? I mean, it might actually be a decent movie. It's just
not going to make a penny.
No, you're right. It doesn't have the star power.
Yeah.
you know, it's Guy Ritchie. I like Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. But, I'm sure the movie will be fine, but nobody...
No,
it's not like any of Guy Ritchie's movies made a ton of money either.
No, no. Yeah. So I guess I should scrap my Gilligan's Island film.
Oh, God. Well, who the hell greenlights this stuff?
I don't know.
Who's like, you know what people really want to see? The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It's like... Right after Warcraft
it's
comes out.
It's the old studio heads, like the, you know...
Oh, my God.
The leftover relics, you know.
It's like they're making another remake of Tarzan.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Yeah. Well, Disney now has announced they're doing a ton of live-action remakes because Maleficent and Cinderella were so successful. Now they're doing that Tim Burton Dumbo movie. They're doing a live action Pinocchio movie with who is doing it? It was somebody weird. Oh, yeah. There's rumors that Paul Thomas Anderson's going to do a live action Pinocchio.
Really?
Of Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like what the hell? So yeah, I mean, we're going down that path now.
I think we've gone off the rails. I really do. I think we've just gone off the rails.
I think we've been off the rails for a while. And,
oh, my God.
And we're just now realizing, you know.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Why?
Well, I don't even think we're off the rails. I think we've just moved beyond the rails, and now we're just, like, going backwards on track that's already been laid.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's all it is. It's, you know. We're not moving forwards anymore. We're just going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, at this point, like words can't even describe some of this stuff. It's just
no. And you know what? And that to go back to Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con is becoming reflective of that. The fact that comics are, you know, we had less to talk about with comics than we did with movies and TV and stuff like that. It just shows that kind of all the creative mediums are being slowly suffocated out by nostalgia, and in our we're guilty for it in some ways, you know, we're nostalgia hungry in some ways, you know, and we buy a lot, you know, we consume a lot of this stuff, so I don't see it stopping.
Not anytime soon until
we get to a generation that just doesn't give a shit about rehashing the past.
Right.
So.
Well, I don't even think our generation really wants to rehash the past. It's like, we want to see things like the Star Wars new series because it's a natural continuation of a story that didn't need to end.
Yeah. Well, a continuation is fine.
Right. So when you see crap like Fantastic Four's remake again, Man from U.N.C.L.E., shit like that, it's just like I always say, nobody asked for that.
No.
You know, nobody's sitting there going, I really wish they'd make another Tarzan film, because I don't think the last eight really said what needed to be said about Tarzan. You know?
Or will, you know, how many times are we going to get Batman and Spider-Man reboots? I mean, they're extraordinarily popular, and but we get it, yeah. You know, we've seen it. So instead of doing a reboot, why not just introduce Spider-Man into the universe in another movie, and then just do a Spider-Man movie that doesn't have any backstory? That would work. Absolutely. That's how you do it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So,
yeah.
This is why me and you should be working.
yeah, if only.
We should be making the big bucks.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's all I have to say. You know, normally we have a lot more to say on San Diego Comic-Con, but I feel like this year was a little weak.
Well, like I said, you know, it's all news that has been covered.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Marvel and DC have plans up all the way up to 2020. So it's hard to really surprise anybody when you've already said everything you're going to do for the next 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is just slowly revealing stuff that people have seen.
And also Star Wars. I mean, they have their own convention. That's where all the news came out of.
Right.
This is more of just a celebration.
Right. And even Star Wars, we know what they're doing for the next 5 to 10 years anyway.
We do. So. And we're going to know more.
I mean, the only real big surprise of Star Wars was the fact that Rogue One is going to start shooting. I think it's already started shooting, because I think it was like a couple of weeks after Comic-Con, or a week or two. So it's either shooting this week or next week. They're going to get rolling on Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty quick. So, I mean, you know, we haven't even seen The Force Awakens, and we're going to start seeing stuff on Rogue One coming out. You know, maybe that's something we'll see at New York Comic-Con. We might see a little bit of, or get a little bit of information about that.
That would be something.
Yeah.
But we will be at New York Comic-Con in October. Yes, so we'll be doing, you know, we'll probably do a live show there. Mm-hmm. So we'll have actual coverage of the convention floor. Not just, you know, news that we're just talking about. So yeah, that's in October. But stay tuned, because in a couple of weeks we'll be back. We're going to do one of our double feature episodes, which we haven't done in a while. That's where we talk about two different movies that are out right now that have similar themes. So we'll be back with that. I'm not going to tell you what movies we're talking about yet. And then we're going to be back with our new podcast. Hey You Geeks isn't going anywhere, but we're going to have a second podcast called Dadawan, which is dedicated just to our love of Star Wars. And we're going to have lots of fun guests, hopefully. That will be a monthly podcast launching in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that as well. All of that on the Geek Dad Podcast Network. And until then, I'm Tony Nunes.
And I'm Rick Robello.
And this is Hey You Geeks.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.